esteemed ladies and gentlemen. Today, according to our proposed agenda, we had the apologies, and number one is presentation of the analysis of the 2014 State of the Nation Address. Number two, tabling of the staff committee legacy report. Three, adoption of minutes of 5 November 2013 and 28 January 2014. So on apology, we have apologies from Mr. Rafiq Shah, Ms. X McCarthy, and Ms. Mainali Soma. Those are the written apologies that we have received as a committee. I do not know whether there are any other apologies, but up to now, those are the three apologies. And then the next point, which that is number one. Presentation on the analysis of the 2014 State of the Nation Address. I have been alerted here that the State of the Nation Address is not complete because the President has said it is going to belong to the next President. What we have had was the 5-year review of government. And what the President gave was the 5-year review. So now it is putting the cart before the horse. If now, before the end of the State of the Nation Address, we start analyzing the State of the Nation Address. So because it is just a report for the 5 years, it is our view that number one should be postponed for a later date when we are ready for the State of the Nation analysis, when we have dealt with the State of the Nation address by the President. So that is the first item. So the proposal is that we should postpone point one.
Thank you, Chair. I move to support the motion that we leave the analysis and as you presented, we'll take some time. Thank you, Chair.
Madam, my understanding is that this is just a the President has reviewed the 5 years. And I want to believe that the next State of the Nation Address, which should be after election, if I'm not wrong, that is the State of the Nation Address where the President then should put challenges. So why is it impossible for us to review the review? We've been here also for 5 years. We still that there's nothing to say about the review after 5 years of being here.
Well, Mama, our review becomes the legacy report of Parliament as a whole. We have a legacy report of different committees and then legacy report of Parliament.
But not in connection with the State of the Nation Address, that the President has something to ask for. It won't be connected to that.
Okay. Mr. Farrell?
I think I agree in the sense that we are dealing with historic matters as opposed to matters going forward. And matters going forward would be really nicely analyzed by the new committee and whoever is in position to do so, to see how that ties in with their futuristic plans and the State of the Nation Address. And I'm one for always looking ahead rather than looking behind. So rhetoric to me, you know, is really a fait accompli. We know those things take place, whether they've taken place in compliance with our committee's thinking and the fact that we've done oversight to ensure that some of those programs were met, to me would be just a duplication. So although I agree with what, in a sense, what Mom Jorge is saying, my approach would be that we just leave us, and if there's any continuity of issues going forward into the new proposals for tourism coming out of that state of nation basis, that it's not failed, and from historical review you can see whether they've actually been successful or failed. And my opinion would be that, you know, when I read this thing this morning, I thought to myself, very much the same of your book, what are we actually going to report on? When this is historical stuff, which effectively has taken place in terms of status report by the president, and really what we should be looking at is to see what challenges there are ahead of us and how we're going to deal with it. So that's my opinion. I would be quite pleased that we look at it like that, and that this is an item and the minister is carrying forward something that will be clearly read in conjunction with any new report that comes out of the State of the Nation in 2014. Okay, that's my position.
Thanks, Ms. Franklin. Mom Jorge, are you satisfied now?
Yes, perfectly. I'm not even posting, but I was just wondering what I'm here to ask him that I'm having to say about this.
And the committee on function, what I would say, they are bringing him to put the dark face in this way and that way and that way, so on and so forth. And then see the next committee, and the line, who's only think of the nation of the government, even the English, we should obviously be so many challenges now, but just to be in that way, so many challenges.
Thank you very much for your input. So we agree that the situation is not, we are not yet having the state of nation address. There is no state of nation address to be analyzed.
When the national development plan was put before us, then she reported. And effectively it's the same thing that's now coming up and say, this is the five areas of economic activity which tourism is one. Which identified, we followed up with that plan of ours, which brought to the fore certain issues and challenges, and that is really the crux of what's brought up. I think that, and we reported on that anyway fully and had a workshop on that, as I understand. I'm sure about to say in your absence that this report of the State of the Nation relates really to the National Development Plan in terms of tourism being one of the five identified drivers, and we've already reported on the National Development Plan full reports and with the summit that we have. So I'm just reconfirming, you know, that it would be unnecessary to duplicate that.
Okay.
Thank
you very much. So we are done with number one. Number two, tabling of the draft committee legacy report. There is the draft committee legacy report. In front of us for our consideration is being tabled, and then we still have to read it and then respond to it, and then adopt it at a later meeting. That is the position on number two, and then that brings us to number three. Adoption of minutes of 5 November 2013 and 28 January 2014. The Secretary has told me that we are not yet having a quorum, and since we are not having a quorum, we cannot adopt minutes. What we can do could be to discuss them, but to adopt them, we are not in a position to adopt them. Do you want to discuss them or to be postpone.
One thing that I've noticed, which I can't amend until it's a tour of chairs, but I did apologize for the one week in which I wanted to do that. I did send a message to you on the 5th of November. That one. I think I emailed the other one, and then the other one, which I am recording, is good, so I did send you a recent
Thank you, Mr. Wild. So let us then defend the consideration of the meeting of the minutes for the next meeting. But you've got to submit your input to the secretary even before the receipt for the next meeting to consider. So, are there any announcements, Mr. Ordinance?
Chair, the only one we have is currently we are really drafting the provincial oversight agreement for Western Cape. We plan at least to finalize it by this coming Friday. Then thereafter, later on, then we will circulate to all members of it who were in the part of that for comments and so on. Besides that, there's nothing more to say. Thank you.
Okay, the committee is adjourned. Thank you.